Hi, Oddings. Welcome to Stories with Sapphire. I'm your Atha Sapphire. The following story is based on a popular Filipino urban legend. And now, it's story time. Chaz had been working at St. Cajetan Hospital for 10 years, an extremely rare feat. The turnaround on average was a year. The shortest amount of time anyone had quit was within a week. It wasn't easy working at St. Cajetan. People said its employees were cursed. Lights would fall on people's heads. People would slip on completely dry floors. Frequent fires would break out. Patients would sometimes become inexplicably violent. No matter how many times they inspected the building or how many security guards they added, the employees of St. Cajetan were always targeted by bad luck. But Chaz didn't believe it. In the decade he'd been there, nothing unfortunate had ever happened to him, although having his coworkers constantly changing around him made it difficult to keep friends at work. It bothered him at first, but he'd gotten used to keeping to himself. He thought it might even be the reason he's managed to stay safe this whole time. After clocking out late one night, he hopped into the elevator and immediately pressed the door's close button so he could take the slow ride down to the lobby from the 11th floor alone. When he got to the 9th floor, the doors opened. He reflexively reached out to press the door's close button, but stopped when he saw who was standing there. A pretty young woman he had never seen before. There was something about her that made him want to talk to her. He placed his arm in the gap and led her inside. "Are you new here?" The woman nodded shyly. "Chaz, it's really nice to meet you. Isabel." For the next few nights, Chaz would ride the elevator alone down to the 9th floor and only let Isabel on. Little by little, they got to know each other in that elevator each night. She had moved here from far away, so she wasn't familiar with St. Cajetan's reputation. She seemed excited, fresh, positive, an extremely rare energy to find at that hospital. For the first time in a long time, Chaz was open to making a new friend. One night, Chaz rode the elevator down, and just as predicted, it opened on the 9th floor where Isabel was waiting to get on. This was the night he decided he was going to ask if she was interested in grabbing a drink with him sometime. Right as she stepped inside, they heard a loud crash at the end of the hallway. They both looked out. From around the corner, a man emerged, limping and heading straight towards the elevator.
"Wait! Wait!"
the man cried out. Isabel reached her arm out to hold the doors open. The man picked up his pace.
"Help me!"
As the man got closer and closer, Chaz's stomach began to churn. Something wasn't right. The man was now only a few feet away from the elevator. He waved his arm at them, revealing a giant bleeding gash in his side. Chaz immediately pulled Isabel back and closed the elevator doors. They could hear the man pounding on the door as they descended.
"Why did you do that? We have to help him."
"There is no helping him."
"What are you saying?"
"He was wearing a red wristband. We only put those on patients who've died." Isabel's jaw dropped in disbelief. They both stood in silence, catching their breath. "Wow. I was wondering what this was." Chaz quit the next day. If you don't want to be cursed with bad luck, like this video and subscribe to my channel. Submit your own stories to storieswithsapphire@gmail.com. For more spooky, supernatural, and spiritual stories, listen to the Stories with Sapphire podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what you saw and would like to support this independently run show, head over to patreon.com/storieswithsapphire to learn more. Until we meet again, sleep tight.